You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My first guest today is Kat Springard. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me, Shelley.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Kat, you're a recreation specialist with ORCA. Who or what is ORCA, O-R-C-A?
Yeah, so ORCA stands for Outdoor Recreation and Community Access, and it's a program of SAIL, which is Southeast Alaska Independent Living. So SAIL is an independent living center that serves the Southeast region in general. I like to think of what SAIL does as driven by our mission statement, which is to inspire personal independence. And I like to think that ORCA inspires personal independence through facilitating challenging recreation activities for folks with disabilities to engage in.
What are some of the things that you get to do as recreation specialist?
Yeah, so ORCA does year-round programming. So based on the time of year, the job looks pretty different. During the winter, we do a lot of skiing up at Eagle Crest, and that's one of my favorite times of year. And then during the shoulder seasons, like fall and spring, we kind of do whatever the weather allows us to do. And that ranges from hiking and biking to doing some indoor activities like rock climbing and swimming. And then in the summer, we try to take advantage and get out the kayaks and do longer trips and things like that.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been with ORCA for about 3 years now. I started out as a Jesuit volunteer in 2017 and then stuck around.
That's great. So do you have any fun stories or personal experiences to share about, you know, getting outside with some of your clients?
Yeah, I've got a ton of stories. A lot of them are pretty hilarious. but one of my favorite stories from this past year has to do with our ski program. And I think my favorite thing about this job is getting to see folks over the course of time progress and advance in skills and really identify their own goals and then work alongside staff and volunteers to achieve those goals. In this past ski season, we had one consumer who is an older adult. He started skiing about 25 years ago and then took like a 20-year break or so and returned to it a few years ago. And he was on Porcupine his first year back, and then he wanted to progress to Hooter this past season. And so it was like the last weekend of the season, or maybe it was the last lesson in his package. And we were like, okay, like, you're making solid turns on Porcupine. We think you're ready to take it up to Hooter. The thing is, this gentleman, he needs to take a lot of breaks. Like, he's not in super great shape to be skiing a long run straight down. So it took about 2 hours to get down the run from the top of Hooter to the bottom. But he did it, and he loved it, and still talks about how that was his favorite day of the season and how good he feels for doing that. And he has a new goal this year of getting down Ptarmigan, and I know that last year he was really motivated to work on his physical fitness so that he could make it down a longer run. So we'll see where he's at this year.
That's so inspiring. Were you there the day he went down Hooter?
Yeah, I got to go down with him. It was myself and then another ORCA staff were skiing with him. And it was really cool because, the kind of the community of volunteers and also other staff were all really excited about what he was doing that day. And so we had several volunteers who had finished up with the consumer that they were working with that day come and pass us as we were going down the run and like give him a high five and congratulate him. So everyone was so excited that he was doing this.
Oh, what a great story. Thanks for sharing that, Kat.
Yeah.
And today you're here to talk about recruiting and training volunteers for this upcoming ski season up at Eagle Crest. You've touched on it a little. Tell us more about what being a volunteer entails.
Yeah, so our program loves having volunteers around for the whole year. And the difference between our ski programming and our regular programming is that we really, really rely on volunteers for our ski program. There are often a lot of instances where volunteers are one-on-one with a consumer. And consumers' ability level really ranges in their comfort level with skiing. So some consumers that we have feel comfortable on the whole mountain, and they just want someone maybe to help them like manage time so that they can make sure to get back to the bus on time. Or maybe they just feel more comfortable having a companion along during the ski day. And that ranges from folks who are still working on turns on Porcupine and things like that. So we've got a really a wide range of ways that volunteers can fit in. We also have a really cool set of adaptive equipment for folks, like folks who use a wheelchair, who use a sit ski, for instance. And so volunteers can be really helpful with that. So the volunteer day can look really different based on the consumer that they're paired with. And we're really excited about this upcoming season, and we're really hopeful that it'll keep snowing. Mm-hmm. And so we have our first volunteer training this Saturday, which is December 15th. And then we've got a couple other options too, December 21st and then January 12th for folks who are traveling in December.
It looks like there is a little bit of snow in the forecast for this weekend. So that's some good news. I assume you want some pretty strong skiers to be a part of this, someone who could go down any run.
Strongest skiers are great, but because there's a wide range of consumers' ability levels, we are willing to work with volunteers who are kind of new to skiing and who are excited to learn. And we have some flexibility to support new skiers as they're learning and can pair them up with a volunteer until they feel another volunteer until they feel comfortable to manage a lesson independently.
And this is not only just a great way to give back to the community and provide a valuable service to our friends and neighbors and to make some connections, but there are some perks that you can earn for volunteering as well. Do you want to talk about those?
Yeah. So there are a lot of volunteer perks. I think some of the greatest perks are, like you said, getting involved in the community and also like making friends with other people who love skiing and snowboarding. But yeah, you can also earn free lift tickets. So for every 3 half days that you volunteer, you earn 1 comp ticket, and you can use that on any day that you want to go up the mountain. Additionally, for any day that you volunteer, you get a lift ticket for that day. So you can also volunteer, or you can also ski on your own after the day of volunteering.
How do you sign up for this, to be a volunteer, to participate in one of the trainings?
Yeah, so you can call our office. Our number is 586-0104. And you can also email jpelkowski@sailinc.org. So I'll just spell that really quick one time.
Okay.
So it's jpelkowski@sailinc.org. And you can email him to sign up, or else you can call our office.
And you guys have a pretty good website as well. So I saw some information there. Who sponsors your program, Sail and Orca?
Yeah, so we're really lucky with our program to have such a strong partnership with Eagle Crest of the Ski Hill. I've gotten to talk to a number of other adaptive programs, and getting to talk to them, I can see how lucky we are to have such a strong partnership with Eagle Crest. And it's really great how interested they are in the adaptive program. And additionally, our program is sponsored by Hecla for the past 3 years, so we're also really grateful for that support.
Have you been up on the mountain yet this year?
I haven't been since the most recent snow, but I've heard that it's really good.
Great. Do you have any personal goals for your own ski season?
Oh, that's a great question. I would love to get to do more in the backcountry this season.
Well, that sounds like a good one. Kat Sprengard with the ORCA program, a part of Southeast Alaska Independent Living. Thanks so much for speaking with me today. Is there anything else you want to mention for our listeners?
No, we'd really love to get as many volunteers as possible. So if you're nervous or hesitant about signing up, it's really a comfortable community. So I would definitely encourage you, if you're on the fence, to just go for it.
Thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you.